Provost, I'm going to read a brief. One day we're going to delve a little bit into this play, and perhaps even just into this quote. We don't have time. I'm already, unfortunately, too long. This is an excerpt from Shakespeare's Measure to Measure. Provost, conversation between Provost and the Duke, who's disguised as a friar. Welcome, Father. And Father Duke replies, the best and wholesomest spirits of the night envelop you, good Provost. Who called here of late? Provost, none, since the curfew rung. Not Isabel? And Isabel is a character who is threatened with rape by the man that the Duke has put in his place while he went about disguised as a friar. For some reason, I'll have to go back and recall. And has come to him for help, Isabel has. The man threatening her will execute her brother Claudio if she refuses to let him abuse her sexually, i.e. rape her. Provost, what comfort is for Claudio, you know, like that you are meeting with his sister? And Duke says, there's some in hope. Provost, it's a bitter deputy. And the Duke replies, not so. His life is paralleled even with the stroke and line of his great justice. He doth with holy abstinence subdue that in himself, which he spurs on his power to qualify in others. Were he mealed with that which he corrects, then were he tyrannous. But this being so, he's just. Unquote. From Measure for Measure. I said Measure 2 before. William Shakespeare, Measure for Measure, Act 4, Scene 2. I love Shakespeare and Prince. You can spend so much time with so few words of densely packed thoughts. Shakespeare and Prince, magic people. It's funny, my son came across an Ebony magazine packed in a box in the garage that was from 1984. That has Prince on the cover. And whoever wrote the article about him said, you wonder if he's not magical in some way, which was startling because I was thinking that. And it's not a word you usually hear journalists use. This play by Shakespeare sums up in three words the great event that is Prince. Measure for measure, rhythm for the law. Spirit, soul, stepping in to supersede false justice. Soul, his strong arms, his cauldron, welcomed us in that they might take our fear, take our pain, take our fake, and mealed with his heat, be returned to honest, unashamed feeling. Prince dedicated his life to the belief, the cause of healing the cancer of deadness, soul murder. That's how Alice puts it. That's her term. So Alice Miller, soul murder. And that was all he had surrounding him. You know, the power guys were and should still be very afraid of him. Prince called his strategy in the 1988 CD and song of that name, Love Sexy, which he juxtaposed with Spooky Electric. Children arrive, ready to come to the rescue, as we've said. They come wanting to help solve the problems the people they see around them manifest. But with the exceptions of those he started out with, and the old school musicians like Miles Davis, who sought him out, who I've no doubt the power guys assiduously tried with their Iago whispering tactic to separate him from. So with significant exceptions, there were a large quantity of agents placed around him. We've learned from Alice why he was a threat to hidden statesmen, and I've learned from bitter experience that they like to surround and suffocate their targets.